as the drumsticks go hurtling out to the crowd, the Clash, live from the Palladium, WNEW FM in New York.
Ball up, shift time.
All right.
You heard him go by. That's quite a show. Quite a show. Had about 80 minutes of music there from the Clash. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't know whether there will be another encore. Kind of think not, because the lights have gone up on the stage to full white. And it looks pretty bright out in the house, but you never know. I mean, judging from the reaction out there, there definitely is the desire on the part of the people for another song or two. So we'll just hang on for a couple of minutes and see what happens. Maybe we can get Pam Murley over here. This is Pam's first time to see the Clash. Just telling the folks this is your first time to see the Clash. Any impressions?
I'm pretty blown away right now. This was a very exciting show. What?
Oh, I'm just staring at you there.
I'm just, I can't say anything. It was great. It was exciting.
The Clash, of course, played here last night to a sellout house, and that's not so easy to do anymore. A lot of bands that formerly could just make an announcement and have tickets sold out are really struggling, as evidenced in recent weeks. And the Clash, two shows here, completely sold out. In fact, they had to actually add the second show. And as you can hear, they're just not going to let him go without doing another encore.
This audience was pinned against the stage. And no one was in their seats.
And we just have the word that there should be one more. Band is still not back onto the stage area, so we'll wait. Backstage door is open here. The drop goes up. And that looks like that might in fact be it. Okay, that is it. So we'll start to do our sign-off. Tell you what, we'll do that. And then just in case, you know, we'll stretch it out just in case they do come back on. But as you can hear, there's music in the house and all that. I have a lot of people to thank, as usual, on our live broadcast. Ron Delster and all the folks of the staff and management of the Palladium here in New York City. Frank Bave, who's our stage manager, helped coordinate things for us. All the people over at Epic Records and Joe Sienkiewicz from CBS International Records, along with Walter Winnick and Harvey Leeds, who helped put the broadcast together. Our engineer tonight, broadcast engineer, was Pete Feldman. And our technical director and the fellow out in the truck doing the mix is, of course, the one and only Rover, better known as David Vanderhaeden. It's been a Radio 4 production. Executive producer for tonight's broadcast, Pat Dawson. And I'd like to tell you, we got a couple other things on tap for you in the way of live broadcasts. Sunday, from 1 to approximately 5 o'clock, we will be down at the Muse Rally at Battery Park, which will feature Bonnie Raitt and Graham Nash, and Jackson Brown is supposed to play for a while. And there may, in fact, be even some more surprise guests at that Muse Rally. Jane Fonda is supposed to be there, and there'll be a whole coterie of interesting folks who will be performing and speaking on the nuclear energy issue along with solar power. And I understand that the entire broadcast and all the energy will be solar energy from that rally. They're not going to plug into anything except the sun. So that should be interesting. That's Sunday. And then next Thursday night, or actually Friday morning at approximately 12 midnight, we'll be down at the Bottom Line to catch the very fine music of Brand X. Phil Collins, of course, from Genesis is with that band, and he's on tour with them this time around. And the record has just been released. It's very good. So we look forward to bringing that to you. Well, before I get hit in the head here with a guitar case and all that, we'll turn you over to the attention of Mr. Peter, what's his name again, Larson? Larkin?
I go through this every time.
Okay, well, it's all yours, Peter. Take it away.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Richard. It sounds like quite a show they had there at the Palladium tonight. That, of course, Clash being broadcast live here at 102.7 in New York, WNEW-FM, where rock does indeed live. 12:15, Pete Larkin, till 2 o'clock in the morning.